Somebody shout hallelujah. Beloved, praise the Lord. You are welcome to the episode 10 of the season 6 of Biblical Phonetics. In episode 9, we talked about the fourth descriptor of the church according to the ancient Nicene Council. The descriptor says that the church is apostolic, and we concur with that assertion. Essentially, in the episode, we use the building metaphor employed by Jesus to illustrate the principle that the apostolic fathers are foundational stones, while Jesus Christ remains the chief cornerstone of the church. The church today should therefore be built on the gospel, the person, and the work of our Lord Jesus Christ, not on an individual, no matter how charismatic or talented or gifted the fellow may be, whether man or woman. So, having gone through the four descriptors of the church from episode 1 to 9, today we will talk about the characteristics or the features that mark out the true church of Jesus Christ. So let us begin with our passage for the episode. And our text is taken from Acts chapter 2, verse 41 to 47. Acts chapter 2, verse 41 to 47. And I read from the NIV version, from verse 41, which says, "Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day." Of course, this is about when Apostle Peter first preached. Then verse 42 says, "They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common." Verse 45, "They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere heart." Please know that, with glad and sincere heart. Verse 47, the final verse, "Praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord," I repeat, "the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved." May the Lord bless the reading and hearing of his word in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. We have two key verses for this episode from the text I've read. Number one key verse is Acts 2:42 that says that they devoted themselves to the apostolic doctrine, meaning the people that were being preached, the new convert, and to fellowship, to breaking of bread, and to prayer. This is what they were doing. Then our second key verse is verse 47 that says, they were praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Essentially, from verse 42 to 47, we can say this is how the fellowship of the believers should be. This is how fellowshipping in a church should be. Beloved, these two key verses describe when a church is really a church. For example, when a church is a church, the people affiliated to it will continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, not personal doctrine or fables, and fellowship. They will break bread and take the communion often, and they will pray together. They will be a winning church. When a church is a church, the people in it shall see the favor of man and God, as written in verse 47 of chapter 2. And more importantly, as written in that same verse, God alone will add to the church, not the manipulation or deception of a man or a set of people. However, when a church, let's look at the opposite side. When a church is not a church, you will hear sad stories of our happiness due to concerns about either preaching or the leadership style of the folks leading it or the nature of the programs that is done in that church. So the information and work coming out of such organizations that call themselves will be akin to what is written in Revelations 2 verse 9, that says that I know your works, tribulation and poverty, even though they are supposed to be rich. And I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews are not, but they are a synagogue of Satan. Any church that does things that are contrary to Acts 2, 42 in particular to 47, can be likened to a synagogue of Satan. We can see the same description in Revelation 3, 9. Now let's move forward. How can we tell if a church is truly a church? Because that is the focus of our episode. The answer to this question begins in Acts chapter 2. In particular, the verses that we read earlier, verse 41 to 47, or in particular, verse 42 to 47, tells us how a church should be. In the passage, there was the preaching of the word. A church must preach the word, unadulterated, must not subtract from the word of God, and must know how to eat. A church must share things in common. They must pray together. They must pray steadfastly, everyone affiliated to that church. And they must have Holy Communion as often as possible together. So a true church can thus be marked by the following features. I'm going to highlight four features in this episode below as we move quickly. Number one feature is a true church will be noted or marked by preaching of the word of God. In Matthew 28:19, Jesus commanded us to preach to others as he taught us. The preaching of the word is therefore central to the activities of a true church. This is perhaps why genuine missionaries always ensure the word gets to the new convert through the translation of the Bible to local languages. The Bible is translated to many, many languages today because of this particular fact. Only mercenaries will come to people in a garment of a missionary and not do that is required to win them to the kingdom of God. In other words, getting them to understand the word of God through preaching. Preaching of the word using the Bible is vital to the physical and spiritual health of Christians and of churches. Sadly, in too many churches today, preaching is taking a back seat. It has been relegated to the background. Why? What I personally call Jesus Party takes 60 to 80% of the time spent in a church program or service. Preaching is just highlighted, then the rest is like a jamboree, Jesus jamboree. Number two marker, beloved, is close to preaching. It's about proclaiming of the gospel of Jesus Christ faithfully. This marker is linked to the preaching of the word. It is about the faithful proclamation of the essential truth of Christianity as relayed to us in the Gospels from Matthew to Luke to John and Mark by our Lord Jesus Christ. Sadly today, in many places, people do not know what it means to be a Christian. It is very sad indeed. People really do not know what it means to be like Christ. A Christian means to walk, to speak, to behave like Jesus Christ. This is honestly sad because if a church denies a vital aspect of the Christian faith, that organization is no longer a church. It's very, very sad, even though they put the name of a church in it. The heart of the word of God is the proclamation of the true gospel of Jesus Christ. Beloved, the church is therefore the exact place where people are reminded to reconcile to God. The story of the Bible is that of redemption. This story should be loudest in the church. The church is where the person and work of Jesus Christ should find uppermost expression in all teaching activities, from Sunday school to Bible study. Salvation by grace, as written in Ephesians 2:8, is emphasized in a true church. And salvation by work is condemned in a true church. In fact, where salvation is by work is taught, believers should run. The third marker of a true church, beloved, is sharing of the ordinances, sharing of the Holy Communion, and of course, getting baptized by immersion, as clearly stated in the Bible. As mentioned in our passage in particular, in Acts 2, 41 to 42, 2, Acts 2, 41 to 42, we note that administering the Holy Communion and baptizing new converts were part of what was done in the old church by the Apostolic Fathers and should be part of what we do today in our various churches. The mode or timing may differ, but the principle remains the same. Members of a church are baptized and also participate in the Lord's Supper, which typify the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. These ordinances are not optional for a true church. They are vital and important and compulsory in a true church. Number four, marker, as we close. It is a true church we practice discipline. There's no lawlessness in the things of God. God himself is orderly. And in France, art, lawlessness. The descriptors of the church say that it is one, number one. It is holy, number two. It is universal, meaning it is Catholic, it is everywhere, doesn't belong to an individual or a race. And it is apostolic. It therefore takes discipline to observe and uphold these descriptors of a true church of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the church should always uphold the truth in godliness, as clearly stated regarding sanctification in John 17:17. And we can do that through discipline, through a life of discipline. A life of sin without repentance must not be allowed to continue unchecked in a true church. Church discipline is implied in many Bible verses, such as Matthew 18:15-20, as well as 1 Corinthians 5:1-13. 1 Corinthians 5:1-13. We can read this text at home. So church discipline helps us to ensure that the faithful and obedient to Jesus Christ are more than the delinquent in our midst. Church discipline helps us to ensure that the faithful and obedient to Jesus Christ are more than those that we be faithful and obedient to a man, whether the person is an apostle, a prophet, or any other similar title. It doesn't matter. The gospel does not say we must be faithful to a man, but it says we must be faithful to our Lord Jesus Christ, to God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So anyone that does contrary is a delinquent in the congregation. Beloved, let us close. The features of a true church are enshrined and clearly written in Acts chapter 2. In this episode, we highlight four markers, which include preaching the word of God, proclaiming the gospel through preaching, and taking of the ordinances. What do we mean by ordinances? Getting baptized by immersion, and of course, taking the Lord's Supper, that's the Holy Communion. And finally, discipline. A true child born again child of God must be disciplined, and therefore, church discipline must be upheld. All these markers are relevant to us in this perilous time that is clearly applying the second community to the Lord. Father, thank you thank you for showing us how to know a true church. Lord Jesus, please uphold and grow all your true churches, even to me, in that mighty name of Jesus. Jesus, precious name, we are praying. Beloved, if you enjoyed this episode, please like us on our various media platforms and also join us at the Redeemed Christian Church of God Restoration House online or on site in Bloemfontein, South Africa. We welcome comments from you. Please use all our platforms on Facebook as well as YouTube. Till we come to you in the next episode of Biblical Phonesis, may the Lord keep you safe and blessed. May He shower you with divine wisdom daily to succeed, in the mighty name of Jesus.